Well, Micah joined Tony in year 7, and he's achieved much. He's represented the school at football and athletics competitions, and he's always trying to do his best. But Micah is focused, which is most of the time. He works very well and very quickly. He's shown great enthusiasm and has taken his studies seriously, which is why he's learned to read well and why he'll achieve several qualifications. Micah is someone who will live long in the memory. If we had a Hall of Fame, a Tony Hall of Fame, like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Micah would be one of its members. He would be in there partly because of his own fantastic memory. Staff will know this. If you have a conversation with Micah for the first time, he'll ask you some key questions. When is your birthday? Do you have children? Are you married? Where did you go on holiday? I think that's ringing some bells. He will remember all the answers. When it's coming up to your birthday, Michael will come up to your shoulder and just gently remind you, it's your birthday soon. What are you going to do? If you have children, he will ask after them every week. If you are married, he will ask as to the health of your partner. When it's coming up to a holiday, he'll remember where you went last time and ask, Mr. Jukes, are you going to Sicily again this holiday? This curiosity and enthusiasm, which has endeared Micah to so many. Remember when we were studying Macbeth, when he found out that Macbeth was set in Scotland, he was fascinated by the concept of Scotland. Where was it? What are the people like? What do they eat there? And when he found out that Lucy had Scottish relations, there was no holding back. Several mornings he'd greet Lucy with, "Hi Lucy, have you come from Scotland this morning?" His curiosity is perhaps, as I've said, Michael's most endearing quality. His curiosity about the world around him and all the people around him as well. He takes an interest in people, and this is why others are so ready to take an interest in him. It's not always been easy for Micah at school. He's found unstructured times difficult occasionally, as Miss Adams referred to. But he survived his schooling. And it's because it's his good qualities that we've all focused on. His curiosity, his enthusiasm, and his friendship. Those qualities will stand him in good stead in his future at college. And I know that we all wish Micah the very best of luck.